We're live at EXT with local 518 singer-songwriter Michael Gerling. Michael, thank you for stopping by.
My pleasure.
You have a new album called Family Recipe.
Yes, I do.
Tell me about this recipe.
Well, I could tell you about the song a little bit.
Sure.
What started it out. And it's about this time of year, last Christmas season, holiday season, and my wife was baking some cookies, and I was hovering around probably tasting things, and I noticed that she was doing the cookies from a very old recipe card. And so I was reading and I talked to her a little bit about it. The song Family Recipe came out of that discussion. And my wife's an excellent cook and her mother was an excellent cook. So she has a lot of history. And then the song, you know, went beyond cookies to mothers, I guess, and family.
Did the song then take you to the other songs on the record?
This was written after some of them, yeah. But it felt like it had a, there was some unifying quality about it. I just liked, and I just had some visual things that I thought could be nice for the concept, yeah.
This wasn't the first song you wrote
for
the record?
No, it was one of the later songs, yeah.
I always find that process fascinating of how somebody creates an album out of songs, either that they've written or that they write straight ahead just for the album.
Really, when I wrote that song a year ago, I was close. I thought I was almost done, but I needed something else. So that, it's funny that was like a keystone that just kind of clicked in place. So sometimes, like your first album or something, you might have 5 or 6 years of material. So you've gone through all sorts of different phases. In this case, I was in the same experiential and age, you know, place that I am. And so they tended to have a unifying theme anyway, just because of life. Although there's some odd things in like a song about Genghis Khan and a few other things that don't fit into the theme on this album.
What makes you put a song like that doesn't fit on the album?
Well, I often played in situations where I was playing original music. People weren't necessarily familiar with my music. Some were, but a lot of them weren't. So you're asking a lot of people sometimes to have an attention span that long. So I learned very early that I need to have variety in my own music, that it can't be monochromatic. I always try to branch out and do a few things that are very different, at least funny as well as serious, and all those different stylistic changes. So that's kind of a natural thing when I put a set together live or an album. So I try to, like a good meal, you know, there should be all kinds of tastes, you know, sweet and sour and palate cleansers and all those things. I kind of look at it that way.
We're live at EXT, local 518 singer-songwriter Michael Gerling's here. His album is called Family Recipe. Tell me who you all have playing on the record with you.
Yeah, so there's a lot of people that I've been working with for many years, like Tony Markellis and my wife, of course. They've been on most of my albums. Kevin Maul, who played, he's been on, I think, almost every album that I've played. He plays steel guitar and dobro. And Orion Cribbs, it's the first time I've known his dad, John, for most of my professional life. I knew Orion when he was a little kid at a rock gig sleeping on a pool table in his car seat. So I've known him a long time. He's all grown up now. So it was great to have him play some mandolin on the album. Also, a guy that one of the best mandolin players in the world, Peter Ostrushko, played on three of the songs, and he had played on my very first album, and I've known him for many, many years. Hadn't played with him for a long time, so that was a real treat to get his contribution.
Well, Michael, let's have you play a couple of the songs now from it. Yeah. This first one, Family Recipe, you kind of gave us the little bit of the story there. We're live at EXT, local 518, Michael Gerling.
Cup sugar, a half cup chocolate chips, a dash vanilla, a quarter cup chopped nuts. Pearl Harbor Day, our family was in tatters. God took our mother away, wheeled had to clear the house out down in Florida, with air and golf balls bouncing off the roof. Sorting through what did and didn't matter, with no real idea we were doing. The car was packed with stuff. Zeros and ones, that's what we're left to be. Pixelated shell of what we threw away. The sweet crunch of a forgotten cookie. My mother's hazel eyes when she laughed. The truth that we missed when we weren't looking. No, you can't. Blue fountain pen ink in her mother's hand. Family recipe borrowed from a friend.
Hi, I'm Michael Gerling from Saratoga Springs, New York. This is your home for local music. For Local 518 every day, keep it on 97.7 EXT.
Abe Lincoln left the station, his coffin draped in black. He's going home to Springfield, he's not coming back. He preserved the Union, and he freed the slaves. Their first was best. Won't you hear me when I say, that's why Republicans hate trains. Truman was in trouble in 1948. He took to the rails for a whistle-stop campaign. The polls said he was losing, but when the vote came in, Tom Dewey's wedding cake was melting in the rain. That's why Republicans hate trains. Democrats sing folk songs and strum their psalteries. Then they load their kids in hybrid SUVs. They once backpacked through Europe. The trains were fast and clean. Why can't this country somehow do the same? That's why Republicans hate trains. Robber barons fly now in their private jets, with their bags of pretzels and their moist towelettes. They don't see a reason for Amtrak to get paid. They don't blow stuff up. There's no money to be made. That's why Republicans hate trains. That's why Republicans hate trains.
We're live at EXT, local 518 singer-songwriter Michael Gerling. His new album is called Family Recipe, and there he is performing one of the songs from it called That's Why Republicans Hate Trains. Is that one of the fun songs you had to put on this record?
I hope so.
You know what
we'll
I mean?
See.
The palate cleanser?
Yeah, well, yeah. It's
sort of
a change of pace, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, I don't write political songs, and this is not really political, but it's more historical and fun.
Right. It could be taken as political, though, when you look at the title, right?
Yeah.
On face value.
When the album came out, and I have a music page on Facebook, and I don't know if you don't know Facebook, when you post something, in order to get some money out of you, you can pay a little extra to boost the post and so more people see it. So I did that, I've done this many times, and I got a message from Facebook on high saying that it was not approved because of controversial political content. And I thought that was absurd because it's fun. It's gently political. But I had to go through, this is very interesting, I had to go through this long process identifying that I actually lived where I live, that I'm a United States citizen. I had to show ID. I had to do all these things. And about a month later, I think this was all through robots. I'm sure there were no actual human beings that were screening it. And I assume they heard Republicans and hate and thought I was some kind of, you know, fake news guy or something. I don't know what it was. But they eventually approved it. And as you'll see, it's nothing to be afraid of.
We're live at EXT. Local 518 singer-songwriter Michael Gerling is here with me. His album is called Family Recipe. Well, Michael, I thank you for coming by.
It's
great
it.
To have new music from you to play on the radio and to hear you here playing today. This last song you'll play for us, In Lieu of Flowers, what would you like to say about this song?
It's a country song. I have country influences in what I do. But when I was growing up, like a lot of people I grew up outside of Chicago. I thought country music was kind of a joke. You know, I got into some of the stuff like the Byrds and the country rock stuff, and that sort of opened my ears a little bit. When I was in college, this would be like 1971, I guess, I was up in the dorms and this guy that lived there was a real music fan. He said, I've got two tickets to a Merle Haggard show down in the auditorium, and you want to go? And I said, Merle Haggard, give me a break. You know, this is like Okie from Muskogee time. And I thought, no. He said, hey, trust me, you will like it. Come on. And it was January in Wisconsin. What are you going to do? So I went down. Within four songs, I was a fan. I mean, I just loved just great musicians and great writing and great singing. I was totally taken in. And I saw him again a year or two before he died and in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. And he was still, I mean, he was getting older and you could tell he was ill, but once he got warmed up, it was great. And then when I heard that he had passed away, I was very saddened by that. And I gave myself a task and I said, I would like to sit down and write a song that I would like to hear Merle Haggard sing. So that's where In Lieu of Flowers, this next song came from. That's a pretty high mark. So I hope it lived up to it.
In lieu of flowers, the family requests your thoughts and prayers for eternal rest. And if you heed no higher power, then you can sing a sad old song. On the porch, an old guitar. Remember the wish you wished upon a falling star. The sound of a train in the wee small hours. And won't you please remember these? The family suggests a small donation to forgetfulness. Forgive his faults, his darkest hours. Remember some kindness he has done. Dog, a call smell of garden dirt at winter's end. Life passes through like a summer shower, and won't you please remember this in lieu of flowers, in lieu of flowers, the deceased might suggest, tell her you love her, clean up that mess. And if you heed no higher power, then you can sing a sad old song. You can sing a sad old song in lieu of flowers.
This is Michael Gerling. Thank you for being a member of WEXT Radio. Support the music at WEXTradio.org.